Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Motherfucking Bay, back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, February 26, 2013. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, as per usual. And I'm very excited for my lovely guest to join me tonight. That would be Assert MacFags of Les Russell Crew. And we have lots to talk about with her. She just broke a story for chronicle.su, and we'll be discussing that on the program. Also, I want to, before we get into anything, I want to address something here that was just brought to my attention moments before the show started. For those of you who were searching my archives for the last broadcast I did on Sunday night / Monday morning, you might notice that on my show page, it's missing. It's gone. It's been deleted. And that was news to me. I'd like to thank Occupy Rebellion for pointing out the fact that that show was, in fact, pulled down by BTR, and I can verify it. In fact, I'll even read you the email that they sent me. But, yeah, that show is no longer in my archive as of, I think about 8 p.m. Pacific time. It went down. It was pulled down right around 5 o'clock Eastern time. I know this because around that time, a little bit prior to that time, I was booking this show and looked into my previous shows, and it was still there. That was probably around, I don't know. Oh, wait, no, it went down to 5 p.m. I don't know what time it went down, but I checked my show. When I was booking this show a few hours ago, it was still up. There were some more, it was close to 1,000 people that listened to that show. We had maybe, I don't know, close to 300 live, and then a lot in the archive. Like, I don't know, something like over 500, 600, I don't know. It was close to 1,000 people heard that broadcast. And now it's gone. It's not totally gone, though. I still have it. But, yeah, this is the message. This is the email I got from Blog Talk Radio support. They say, "Dear Vince, due to a violation of our terms of service, I had to delete your show done on Monday midnight on Sunday evening. To be specific, one of your callers called in and mentioned a few people by name and made accusations on the air that were pretty serious. Whether true or not, your callers will have to refrain from asking people to investigate people and make accusations on the air." Okay, so, callers, I'm going to have to ask you to refrain from asking people to investigate people and make accusations on the air, okay? I think the whole premise of my show is completely defeated now. I mean, that's pretty much the premise of my show, is making wild accusations about people. This sucks because, you know, I as much as I complain about this platform, I enjoy broadcasting on BTR. I would like to continue to sorry, I'm getting distracted by the chat room here. Yeah, I hope to continue to broadcast here on BTR. It would be a shame if I had to go and find a new platform, because I'm pretty darn used to this one. But I don't know. I mean, I have no clue who got so butthurt that they reported that show. I have no clue because I had several callers on, and the callers talked about a lot of people, and it could be anybody. I'm going to review the audio, make a determination on my own who it might be, so I can make sure never to offend them again and never mention or think of them again. And apparently, I'm not making any accusations, but I think for safety's sake, I'm going to go back to calling she whose name we shall not say. I'm going to go back to calling her she whose name we shall not say. And he whose name we shall not say, I'm going to go back to calling him he whose name we shall not say. I kind of let that slip on the last show. But the email didn't say that I said anything. It was a caller. So, I don't know. I mean, this show might have just taken a major hit. I'm not going to use Spreaker, sicko. Spreaker has better sound audio quality, but you can't get phone calls. Like, this is the only platform out there that will allow you to accept incoming calls. And fortunately, until there's a better platform that comes along, I'm going to stick with this one until they kick me off. TalkShoe is a piece of garbage, right? I don't like TalkShoe at all. It accepts calls, but it's not set up the way this is. Okay, I think if I remember correctly, TalkShoe is it accepts calls, but I don't think you have as much control over the callers. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can even mute them. But Bash Organ says, Vince, if you go off the air, we'll set you up with a PBX in a chat room. I'd love that. You know how many times I've heard that, though? Many people have offered to do that. If you're going to do that for me, I would be ecstatic. But, you know, I've heard that before. I mean, if I had the knowledge and know-how and all that, I would... do that myself, but I don't, and I'm going to stick with this for now. So, thankfully, we have a special guest tonight that has come here to not talk. All right, what was it? I believe Assert MacFags is not going to be investigating people and making accusations on air. She has already done her investigatory journalism off air, and she wrote an article that was posted on Chronicle.su, a fantastic internet publication, which I myself have written for in the past and have had many of their staff on the show. So the subject tonight will be this whole Bank of America security contractor data leak that Anonymous allegedly perpetrated, and that was not reported anywhere in the news. No Wired article, no Gawker article, no Russia Today article. Only Chronicle.su and my guest tonight, Assert MacFags, were on top of the story. So we'll have her on to break that down. And then if you want to call in and add to the discussion, please feel free to do so. I encourage callers to join, except for I Has Candy. I'm not going to let you on the air, I Has Candy, just so you can tone dial me, all right? Ninjas in Paris, I do not believe. I'm not gonna throw out any names of who I think it is, but I'll tell you, I honestly don't think it was Lee. I do not think it was Lee. No, Lee Stranahan, I guarantee you, did not pull the show. Lee, if anything, Lee would have copied the show and posted it on his website, on his blog. Okay? That's not Lee's style. Lee would use it to his advantage, right? So I take Lee out of the equation right away. I know he was getting pummeled in the chat, and I think we talked to him about him a little bit on air, but I don't really recall us going off on Lee too much, or the caller's going off on Lee too much. So I don't know. I'm going to go back and review the audio tomorrow and see what's up. And if any of you out there have the audio from that show, if you downloaded it, feel free to go through there, peruse it, and try to figure out who the hell it was that might have gotten extremely butthurt and would have done this. Sicko, yes, I want to review the audio first and see what's up, and then it will possibly be available. Okay. All right, that business is out of the way for now. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break, play a tune here for the lovely Asshurt MacFags, who is going to be joining me momentarily. She requested this. It is Ryan Adams doing a cover of the Alice in Chains standard, Down in a Hole.
I give this part of me to
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. We're gonna do this for another hour and 37 minutes. And we are gonna BTR hard tonight, okay? Who knows? This might be the last BTR show I ever do. The way things are going, this might be it. So I vow to you, the listener, that every broadcast from this moment forward, I will be BTRing as hard as I humanly possibly can. Okay? That's my guarantee to you. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm going to now welcome my lovely guest for the night, Assert MacFags. Welcome to the show, Assert.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an honor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, fucking BTR as hard as possible because I'm sorry that your shit got taken down. I honestly think that's a fucking travesty. And I don't know who it was. I didn't listen to the show, to be honest. I know that a few people were on that are controversial characters, especially within, like, the internet blogging regime or whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't know.
Zeitgeist. A bunch of fucking... The internet blogging zeitgeist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's funny is two of them reside on, like, complete opposite ends of that spectrum. So So check this out. Between the two of them, they made the entire middle spectrum butthurt. Guaranteed. Seriously.
Oh, my God. It's,
you know,
so fucked
me?
Up.
No, it's not fucked up. You know what it tells me? It tells me I'm doing something fucking right. Somebody heard the truth and they didn't like it.
Yeah.
The truth hurts.
That's
the truth hurts
right.
More than lies. The truth hurts more than lies. Trust me.
Absolutely. And, you know, we come on the show and we bullshit a lot, and it's fun, it's whatever. And we've done some offensive shit on here.
Yeah,
and
none of
it's ever gotten taken down.
Yeah.
Ever. And, like, listen to, like, my show that I did with Weave. And, you know, he was the most, like, racist, anti-Semitic motherfucker in the world for a half hour. And they still
let
it go.
I was LOL
into
that.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was a great show. It's funny. You know, it's just Weave being Weave in his element. And, you know, they didn't take that down.
Yeah.
But for some reason,
yeah,
it offended somebody.
That show...
Which is great. I'm a huge fan of offending people. Huge supporter of, you know, disrupting the status quo.
Dude, totally. I mean, I have... This is evidence that my show rustles Jimmy's.
You've got cred with me right now.
Yep.
A little more cred. You did before, not so much. You're kind of all butt rustled about thinking X you out with some secret agent man.
Oh, I know he's.
And I was like, Vince.
And I'm not.
I'm
not even mad.
Tinfoil.
I'm not even mad. I like X you out. I hope he sticks around.
Yeah, but you know he's not an actual.
Look,
agent,
I'm not going to allow any allegation. Oh, do I have to read this again?
Okay.
There
we won't talk about that.
Callers will have to refrain from asking people to investigate people or make accusations on the air.
God, Jesus Christ. How am I supposed to function? Okay.
You are dangerously close to being dangerously close. You're getting too many.
If you kick me off, do you know the show is done?
I know. That's why it's going to be so tragic.
It's
so
done.
Please, Once again, I repeat, whether true or not, your callers will have to refrain from asking people to investigate people and make accusations on the air.
Done. Okay. That's fine. However, we can discuss current events. Or can we not? Or are we just completely paralyzed by fear of BTR?
No,
are you fucking kidding me, Vince?
No, this is the whole point of you
being... fucking pair and fucking BTR really fucking hard.
You're right. That's
BTR
right.
As hard as you can, Vince.
I'm going to BTR the fuck out of this motherfucker. We're going to BTR
Seriously. So
hard that I'm going to ejaculate on my computer screen tonight. Okay.
Take it to the man.
But, yeah. I thank you folks for calling, and if anybody who's listening has ever been offended or by any accusations or comments made on the air here now or in the past or in the future, I would ask you to, first of all, stop listening to my show, and then fill out a butthurt request form, and we'll have you on air as a guest maybe sometime. And we can work it out on air.
Okay. So do you want to talk about the Bank of America thing?
Danny Nantalian, 2 minutes for putting personal information in the chat room. 2 minutes. Nantalian, putting personal information in the chat room. Okay. So our topic tonight.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
Allegedly leaked a Bank of America intelligence contractor reports, which have been completely ignored by all media outlets, save for the Chronicle.su and Assert MacFags, who wrote this wonderful piece, which is linked in my show description here. And Assert, do you want to tell us about this and elaborate on what happened exactly?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I could absolutely elaborate on my piece and my theory here. As a caveat, I just want to say that I haven't delved into the second half of the release that came out this afternoon. However, from what I gleaned from the release yesterday is a dump from leaked emails and a bunch of other useless garbage that essentially is just another... I compared them to Straffer on, you know, a handful of Xanax. Like, pretty much just brain-dead idiots looking at Facebook and Twitter and acting like they're intelligence agents.
For Nick in the chat room asks, can we self-docs? No, you cannot. Thank you. City of Flint knows the rules already. See, help out your neighbor. Help your neighbor out. I had to give Solent Mamba 2 minutes for putting personal information in the chat. I don't appreciate that.
It's not funny, you guys. Gosh.
This is serious business, okay?
Oh my God. I'm, like, seriously upset.
Okay,
I'm talking about the Bank of America hack. Which, yeah. Anonymous did, and I'm a big supporter of Anonymous, and I want them to do good and stuff.
Oh, my God, you missed it the other night. the broadcast that got taken down. It's also fun to listen to because during the show, Your Non News tweeted out, hey, we're going to be taking your calls for the next hour. Call us at this number. And they gave out my number, my call-in number for my show. So, honestly, I honestly don't know who my show offended because I didn't even hear the show myself because I was screening calls while Brooks, Neil, Kathleen, and I think Sicko or a few other people were talking. I spent literally...
You're talking about the show.
I spent literally like 20 minutes answering calls from Anon fanboys.
So this is an anonymous operation that got you taken down. furthermore, Anonymous is the Illuminati. This is just more proof that, especially Yan, whatever.
Fine.
They're all just a bunch of fucking feds that are trying to take you down, man. They're trying to quash you.
Wait, that's what they say about you, though.
I know, isn't that?
What am I supposed to believe?
Okay. I don't care who you believe, but I think it's telling that in the middle of a broadcast that got taken down, there was a tweet from the largest Anon-oriented Twitter account
There were probably so many violations of digital etiquette in that 1-2 hour or 3 hour time span. I mean, we started off with it was Neil, Kathleen, these two people on debunking the myth that Kathleen was one of Neil's sock puppets. Brooks's sock puppets. Then Neil came on, and by the end of the by the end of the 3 hours, it's like.
Well, and Brooks being. I just want to say that Anonymous is already co-opted. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
By
the end of the show, it was like Owl, me, and Schmoop.
Really?
Yeah. just talking. Awesome. Oh, and Spyco. And we were just talking. Mm-hmm. We weren't even talking.
Just
we were just playing sound effects. And
yeah.
Owl chirping.
Schmoop screaming and calling everyone a prick.
No ways. Alex Jones was on Howard Stern today. That's great. I loved it how Howard Stern pretended like he'd never heard of Alex Jones. When Alex Jones made that appearance on whatchamacallit, Piers Morgan. Wow, that should be a pretty interesting interview to see. Should have Alex on this show.
I have no idea. I doubt he'll come on this show, to be honest.
Oh, dude, Alex Jones would come on this show.
This is not a free speech zone.
Yeah, I know.
We're not allowed to talk about anything.
It would be
anymore.
A challenge for him.
Can we get back to this Bank of America hack?
On my show at the same time. Alex Jones, Michael Moore, one-on-one.
Yeah, boom. Pipe James Vince.
That'll be coming this summer. Watch out, kids.
Caviar dreams, my friend.
Dude, well, I mean, I'm already big time. I've got Russell League that appears on my show all the time. I get Lee Stranahan on my show a couple of times. I've had Neil Rauhauser on my show. I've had Commander X. I mean, I had Boots Riley. I had
Sabu.
Yeah, I've had Sabu on. I've had everybody on, dude. This is your gateway into the big time. You have to come through VITB.
Okay, whatever. But anyways, back to Bank of America. You made a good point that no major news outlets are covering this. And I think I know...
Absolutely nothing. Literally, if you type into Google Bank of America, TK Systems or whatever, hack, anything in combination with that, all you get, you're going to get is your article on Chronicle.su.
That is so fucking awesome because it bashes fucking Richard Stallman and Jacob Applebaum in it.
I could,
but
I can
anyways,
it. You should read it.
I'm not gonna read it. If people can't read, then they're fucking retarded.
Okay. I'm gonna read it during the next break to myself, just for lulls.
But yeah, I mean, I think people are just overall just tired of in a perpetual onslaught of information that is superfluous to actual change. Whereas you have somebody like an Aaron Swartz-type character who would give out information that, you know, perpetuated change, that enabled people to learn and kind of subverted the system because, I mean, like JSTOR is a fucking racket, okay? I have friends that write academic articles, professors and things like that, and they don't get a fucking penny from JSTOR or any of these fucking people. And we need, like, if hacktivism wants to be taken seriously as a form of activism, then they need to do something like that, liberating information. You know, going to the fucking Vatican and break it in the fucking library, liberate some of that shit that's been stored up for thousands of fucking years. Sounds crazy, but, I mean, people don't want to look at fucking stupid databases of what Anonymous quoted 200,000 plus quote unquote executives of Bank of America they have information on. There's not that many executives of Bank of America. But these are innocent employees that they're fucking doxing. It's absurd. And nobody cares about this information because it's useless. You know?
Like, you know who's useless? Solent Mamba. Solent Mamba, 2 minutes again for posting personal information. Dude, seriously. Make that stop happening. Don't make me have to boot you, all right? Or have to put this puppy into chat room martial law. Because I'll do it. I am as tyrannical as it can be when I want it to. So just test me, people. Just test me. Anyways, continue, Oscar.
Yeah, where was I? But yeah, I mean, I think an information, if people want to play into this quote-unquote information warfare, this cyber war, then Anonymous is going to get sucked up in, they already have been sucked up into this quote-unquote cyber war that now, like, fucking China's into. Like, what the fuck is China doing? They're fucking, I don't know. It's nonsense to me to think that, like, China's in this little fucking cyber war with the United States. More goddamn propaganda. But anyways, I think that there needs to be more constructivism in hacktivism, because hacking was never about deconstructing things. It's about using and manipulating things that were not meant to be used in certain ways. That's always what I've called a hacker. And why not use that and apply that to activism? You know, we get into this phase of this idea of thinking of leaderless movements, you know, blah, 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 like anarchy, et cetera, et cetera. And it got everyone nowhere in the past fucking year. Past year and a half. Like, okay, Occupy was a really powerful and poignant moment in time. However, it didn't go anywhere because there was no direction. And if you're going to deny that, then you're just a useless idiot.
No doubt. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to join Assert, MacFags, and myself here. Please feel free to call in. Do you want to take a call here, Assert?
Sure.
This is unscreened caller. You've been very patient. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Yes, it's Ivan from Russia League. How's it going there, Vince?
Ivan from Russia League. Great to have you here. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. What's up with you, dude?
Hey, Ivan.
Hi. How's it going? It's Max Fegg, sis. How's it going over there in America? American branch of Russia League.
I don't know. Assert, how are things with Russell League?
Russell League is doing pretty fantastic. Our IRC is booming. Having a very very popular IRC is like having a good economy. And so
yes,
our economy right
like
now
not
is very...
It's not good. A good economy is a very good thing to have. We very much envy good economy over here in Russia because we don't have that.
Absolutely. But in the Russia League has a very good economy.
Yes, so so I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to understand what exactly happened with the Bank of America, because we don't use Bank of America over here in Russia, you know, for obvious reasons. So what is all this fuss about with Bank of America? What exactly happened with it?
Apparently a contractor got owned, and private emails, information on executives, that was passed between the company and this contractor got exposed and leaked. So far, the information has been pretty superfluous, and
it cuts so much deeper than that, Ivan. I got to tell you.
Assert, not really.
Have you read Assert's piece in the Chronicle.su, Ivan?
Yes, I read it, and it's the only thing I've read about this incident. I don't understand why Bank of America thinks that Josh the God is named Josh. I don't understand why they think that. But if that's what Bank of America thinks, okay.
His name's Brandon. Well, everyone knows his name. His name's Brandon.
Brandon, yes, his name Brandon. Brandon, what is it?
Wait a second. Are
Brandon
you
Farsi, yes. Brandon Farsi, right?
Oh, no, it's Blake. Yeah. Blake Bronstad.
Oh, that dude.
Oh, okay.
What about him?
Blake Bronstad and the ducks of the taco ducks on Eugene Oxy. Nazi.
Yes, see, because like a lot of people think my name is actually Ivan, but to be honest, my name is Igor Pelachinksy-Nanakshny. Oh, wait, I can't do that on your radio show, Vince. Oh, no, ha-ha.
Rolled.
You get 2 minutes time out. 2 minutes, Ivan, for identity theft on air. Once again, folks, I want to remind you... Whether true or not, callers will have to refrain from asking people to investigate people and make accusations on the air. Also, please, I encourage you not to put any people's sensitive personal information into the chat room, like what Solent Mamba is doing right now. This is a great example of what not to do, okay? 2 minutes, Solent Mamba. For putting somebody's, look, height 5'6", weight 100 pounds, male to female, transsexual. Yeah, no, we don't need that kind of talk in the chat, all right? We're doing a serious show here.
Who is he talking about?
Well, not you, because the location is in Canada.
Oh.
I have a lot of Canadian listeners. I have a quite a big following in Canada. In fact, I think Vincent the Bay is bigger in Canada than he is in the United States.
Okay. Can I talk about somebody within the article that I wrote?
Yes. Yes. Within this article, which was written
in a major news publication,
it's in the public domain. Absolutely. Let's hear a little excerpt.
Okay. So this is verbatim from my article. A noted activist, speedwalker, and writer Kenneth Lipp gets fingered as the great Jackal Anon, a.k.a. You Are Anon News, the ringleader of Anonymous. How can one confirm this? Simply visit the Wikipedia rival site encyclopediadramatica.fu's entry on Jackal Anon and see for yourself. Confirmed. So,
You know what? I'm sorry, Astrid. That I
strike
think
that from the record.
That actually, I think, I'm being told that that could potentially qualify as representing some sort of investigation or accusation on air.
And,
so I'm sorry. I didn't want this to happen, but I'm going to have to give you 2 minutes.
Strike it from the record.
I'm going to have to give you 2 minutes for, once again.
Fuck you, little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy.
I like it when she talks dirty.
You're such a fucking pussy, Vince. Stand up to the man.
All right, 2 minutes for what was it? I already forgot. Making accusations on the air. Making accusations on the air. Although it is in the article that she wrote, so I don't know. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'll bring Assert back in just a second. I want to make sure she gets a little butthurt. She sounded pretty mad. When she starts insulting you, you know she's mad. Let's see. I still have Ivan. I'll bring Ivan back in a second. I want to get to another caller here. Go ahead, caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. Your hand is up. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, who's that?
Hey. Yeah, I'm a first time listener to BTR, and I just wanted to say that already I like your show and I think you're just a total badass. And you know, I just wanna give a shout out to all those pussies being stupid on the air and just go BTR hard as a motherfucker, you know? Just do that. And
that's what I'm all I can do, man, is BTR as hard as I can.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I mean, there's a few people that do this, and, you know, they get screwed over sometimes. Maybe, you know, sometimes it just gets shut down, and, you know, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, what you got to do. That's when you know you're doing something right, and you got to stick up to what you believe in, and, you know, just do it. I mean, that's what our forefathers did. That's how this country got started, you know, standing up for what you believe in. And, you know, hey, that's the whole basis we grew up on while we grew up in this country. And, you know, I mean, you know, I appreciate that from everyone that does that, and I hope, you know, people don't get too carried away and follow the law as best as they can, you know, while they're supposed to come for what they believe in. I mean, you know, I mean, that's what inspires me the most.
Sorry, caller, what's your name again? Or your handle?
Well, I just go by Yuli Anon, you know, just to be safe.
Something Anon, what?
Yuli Anon.
Yuli, spell that.
ULIANON.
Yuli Anon. Okay, Yuli Anon.
Yeah.
Yuli Anon.
Yeah,
okay.
I support Anonymous, but, you know, there's something that sometimes, you know, sometimes things they do is kind of like, whoa, you know, I don't know, but, I mean, yeah.
Oh, dude, you totally know who could answer your question? Is my guest tonight, Assert MacFags, who is now off of timeout. Go ahead, Assert. You're on with Yuliana.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What's up?
We have an Anon who just called in and wants to talk to you about your article.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just reading my Twitter feed, and a lot of butthurt Anons. Pretty fucking awesome. But yeah, go ahead.
Any ones that stand out that you might want to share with us on air?
Well, yeah, I know that you're Anon News got a little ruffled. I think it's this one chick, I forget her name. I don't know. I want to scroll down and stand up right now. But she got a little ruffled because they called them feds.
Oh yeah, there's your Anon News has been trolling the fuck out of me lately. Tonight he tweets.
Who the fuck, dude?
This is your Anon News tweeting me. He says we will submit a report on Vince in the Bay to the feds first thing in the morning, in which we reveal Assert MacFags is Kenneth Lip.
I have to put myself on timeout right now
for 2 minutes because I just made an accusation on the air. My bad. So, Assert, the show is in your hands for the
Fantastic.
2 minutes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I have 2 minutes. So the show is yours. Let me put you on with
Ivan.
Some...
Shut the fuck up, please.
All right, let me put the Shady Player. You're on.
Hey Vince. Hey Assert. What's up?
Hi.
I would just like to make a quick announcement. My printer, when I was printing something out, printed out a picture of the Gorilla Munch monkey. So that apparently means my jimmies were rustled, and I didn't even realize it. Way to go, Russell League. You've earned my respect. I'm sorry I ever called you guys new fags. Keep doing what you're doing and rustling those jimmies.
Did you write that down?
No.
It sounded like a monologue that you had, like, practiced.
No, I just
You're doing a skit.
Actually, no, I had that off the top of my head.
I mean, you're doing a monologue. I could tell.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
It was a monologue.
Okay, sure, it was a monologue.
You can tell me.
Okay. Here, you little bitch. Let me tell you what I would do to you in Russia, all right? First of all, I'm going to take you into my backyard and tie you to a tree, right, okay? Then I put honey all over you and strip you naked so bear comes eat your nuts off, all right, you little anonymous faggot. It's what we do to anonymous faggots in Russia. I tell you that right now. Real Russian hacker is not anonymous faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I'm anon.
No, the other guy is anon. Where's the other anon?
Oh, wait, who is this? I'm sorry. I do not mean to go all up on your underwear. I'm sorry. Who
yeah,
are you?
It's all right. I'm a Shady Player.
Oh,
okay. Shady Player. Where's the other anonymous person that was on here? He was saying something. He had a question about my article. That is 100% fact, by the way.
Okay, I'm now unmuted.
Nothing? Okay.
I'm now unmuted. Thank you. That was 2 minutes.
That was 2 minutes.
I'm back. And I'm going to bring on some guy. I swear to God, he tells me he goes by the name Towelhead.
This should go
here
well.
We go. Let's try Towelhead. Go ahead, Towelhead. You're on the air. What's up?
What are you telling me, Vince? Vince, I am telling you, I am very, very supportive of your show, Vince. I am listening to you very long time, and these motherfuckers do not understand criticism. If you cannot take BTRN, do not motherfucking listen. And I would like to say I love that girl voice. Who is she? Vince, this is Towelhead. Speak to me.
That is my co-host tonight, Assert MacFax. She's of the Russell League, and she's a predominant internet troll and journalist. And she just came out with a piece in Chronicle.su that we're discussing tonight.
Well, I am telling you one thing. I am knowing deep in India, listening to Blood TV Radio, listening to your show, is anonymous. Is they are bullshit. They are working for the American CIA government. I do not understand why are they propagandizing evidence on Vince. How is Vince you are discriminating?
You're getting
people.
A lot of 0 out of 10s. You get a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, dude.
I
dude.
Think it's time that
yeah.
you
yeah.
get dropped.
Appreciate the call, Townhead. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay, hanging out with my lovely guest tonight, Assert MacFags. We also have Ivan from Russian League and Shady Playa. And now I'm going to bring on one of our resident Canucks, Canadian Glenn. What's up, Canadian Glenn?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Glenn.
How's it going, Assert?
Pretty good.
Vince, I just can't believe what's going on, man. Brought up to believe that the United States meant freedom. You know? Come on. Ridiculous.
Hey, did you guys hear this? Breaking news. Alex Jones to appear on Russell League Radio Live Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern. We will discuss gun control. Just confirmed.
What? Come on.
You're gonna have Alex Jones on your show. That's huge. It's a big scoop.
Well, listen, Vince. First of all, that is not an official Russell League account.
You have to take everything with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're right. It's Russia League Radio. Russia League Radio. Yeah, right. Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, it sucks. But, yeah, I mean, okay, this Canadian Glenn.
Yes.
Are you actually Canadian?
Yes, I am.
And you grew
Would
up
you like
with the
me
movies.
To tell,
no,
tell
no,
you
I'm
about
saying,
it, eh?
I'm just curious in so far as your belief of growing
that,
up as a Canadian and thinking that America was a free country, or were you just being facetious?
Well, in the last 30 years, I mean, you know, this is, I mean, we get bombarded by your bullshit media and
Not my media.
Well, the media of your and all it
the
does is talk
Lloyd.
About what a free society you people.
Well,
it's just me.
I'll tell you something. You know how much they think a maple syrup costs in Russia? Okay, you guys are jewing up all the prices for the maple syrup on the Russians over here. We only have like 3 rubles per loaf of bread that we produce at our farm. Okay, we want some fucking maple syrup on our pancakes, but no, we can't get it. You know, we have to take the sugar and put it in the pan and need some water and shit and put that shit on our pancakes because you Jews over there in Canada want to make shit so expensive.
Ivan, that's
he's right.
There's three
you
guys.
Have our gratitude.
Half the maple syrup in the world.
So, you know,
it's a monopoly. That's why. You guys should
finger,
know all
you know
about
you
that.
Got four more pointing back at you.
Keeps the dude that
well,
knows something about maple syrup.
What in the hell are you people talking about?
I have no idea.
We're talking about fucking maple syrup on my show. We're supposed to be talking about serious shit here, man. Man.
Hey, the Russians started it.
Hey, now, let's all, like, be friends and shit. Like, and on Sicko says, Sicko's
hey, we're all in the
all day.
We're all in the same gang, yo. We're all in the same gang.
Exactly. You know, I'm not anonymous. I'm not aligned with anonymous. My friends are anonymous. I have conservative friends. I have liberal friends. And, you know, we all realize, if we can just get on the same plane of thought, that we're all getting fucked. And not fucked in the good way, because I like getting fucked in the ass. Me, I'm an ass-haired mac fag. I love it. But we're not getting fucked in the pleasure way. We're just getting fucked in general. And no one gives a shit.
Hey, you got to take it any way you can get it sometimes, so, you know?
I know, I mean, you got to bounce up and down on that dick every once in a while. Sorry, just watching the chat, it's pretty funny.
Hey, what's with this on the chat room here? Canada's not a real country. What is, just have some explanation here.
Well, Canada is, it's a pseudo country.
Country.
Well, I mean, nobody
like,
can actually live there. I mean, Commander X lives there, so nobody else can live there.
Okay, then. Thank you for explaining that to me.
You have a terrible fake Canadian accent.
That's
your
because
Canadian
I don't live down east.
Canadian
I live out west.
Is almost
we
worse
speak like normal
your fake,
people.
Your fake
okay.
Canadian
you know what? Time
is
out,
almost
everybody.
Worse than my
time
fake
out, everybody. Time out. Time
Even
out.
Me?
No, not you.
Okay, good.
Okay. I think we need to calm down. People are getting a little uppity. People are talking over each other. This is not good radio, people. Okay?
It's not. We need Sicko in here.
Yeah, Sicko, and that's the good news. Sicko is on deck as
awesome.
Well as, get ready for this. You know who else is on deck?
Who?
JVAB.
Yes. Awesome.
So We're going to have a lot of fun in the second hour, I think. I appreciate you, Assert, for being such a champ tonight. We're gonna BTR as hard as we possibly can for the next hour.
Don't curse, please. No swearing in my presence.
Okay, my bad.
No, you refrained yourself, but I just wanna reiterate the fact that you should not, don't curse or use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay.
This is internet radio. This is serious freaking
business, you're right.
Man.
Oh my God, you're so right.
This is the edge. You know? This is something else.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
We need, not only do we need to BTR hard tonight, once we're done BTRing, we just need to internet as hard as we possibly can. Because, yeah, go ahead.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to internet.
I mean, frick yeah.
I am going to internet like a motherfucker once I'm done with this broadcast. I hope you will. You'll be doing the same thing.
I'm probably going to steal a bunch of videos.
Get some,
you know,
download some movies.
Offensive shit.
Yeah, download some movies. Watch porn.
That's gonna be great. I'll probably like go on WhatCD and download fucking the whole discography of the Beatles, maybe the Kinks. I don't know. Probably the Kinks more exciting than the Beatles, but you know, just do illegal shit on the fucking internet, man.
I know. Let's fucking go nuts, people. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to have Patriot Greg lead us in a prayer to bless the show. We are going to be pushing the envelope of the internet tonight and BTR, and we need to make sure that the Heavenly Father above has our blessing and will guide us in this next 55 minutes of complete hardcore BTR. Patriot Greg, take it away.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Cletus.
Jonah.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
That was major.
Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus Christ, turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch, shut up!
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vincent the bay?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay
Yeah, right, me.
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Parliamo di rientro autoceo, un finale in balcone.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Okay, taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Oh. I just had to have a nice sip of a refreshing beverage. And I'm settled in, ready to go. We're going to continue to BTR as hard as we fucking possibly can tonight. And helping me do it is Assert MacFags. Welcome back, Assert.
Hey, Ben. What are you drinking?
Water.
Oh. You made it sound like it was something like profoundly amazing. Although water can
it was.
I'm not downplaying the effects of water because especially at this time of night, it can be an amazing experience to drink a lukewarm glass of water, in my opinion. Too cold is too bad.
No, that's exactly what I just had. I had a jar of water that was sitting there. I usually sort of pre-pour a glass of water and then a jar of water to fill it up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just drank it out of the jar, and it's delicious. Here, let me do it again. Quite refreshing.
I love it.
It's
no,
refreshing.
That's great.
It's refreshing,
like,
and free. Refreshing,
yeah,
and free. Kind of like my show.
For now.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get nasty in a second. But I have to do this, though. I have to do this. I have to acknowledge Incognito MD. Incognito MD, who doesn't listen live. A lot of people listen on the podcast, the archive. So she's one of those people. And I've been meaning to give her a big ups. So there you are. And upside down, it's like, I don't know.
That's
she's
the law has been invoked.
Incognito MD upside down on Twitter. Peace. Big ups to you. Thank you for listening and following along.
Cool.
People are tweeting the shit out of me. I don't even know what to say. Kaja Naja? Kaja Nada. Kaja Nada. Big ups to you. Thank you for tweeting the show, or me.
You patriotic Greg Stone art right there.
Did I? You know what? I'm BTRing so hardcore that I'm Patriot Gregging.
And it's like kind of sad considering there's only the two of us on the line right now.
I know. I will.
That's how hard you're BTRing.
I know. Dude, totally. All right, let's bring out more calls. Let's bring out callers. What? What'd you say?
You heard what I said.
You say I was hot?
I've never even seen you, to be honest, so.
Oh, good. You don't want to. It's not worth it. Just, it's better to have an image of me.
Just a voice. Okay. Gotcha. Vince in the Bay.
What I don't realize is my picture is on every show page that I ever broadcast.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have like a blowhorn in front of your face.
Yeah, but you can pretty much make out, you know, what I look like, more or less, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But not really.
Gonzo PhD is saying Tabasco in the Bay. Tabasco in the Bay. I get it. Yeah, we have Tabasco in the Bay. I put some on a quesadilla the other day. Oh, big ups to you know what? It's the second hour, so we have to give acknowledgement to the chat room, and then we're going to bring out JVAB and a non-sicko.
All right. Awesome.
So here we go. Quickly down the chat room. A non-sicko himself in the chat room there. A non-Zane.
Yeah.
Zane.
I don't know who that is.
Assert MacFags on the board. bash organs in the house. Brooks Bain sticking it out tonight. Check out thetrenches.us.
Why don't you give my site a shout out when you announce me?
I have a feeling that it was either something Neil said or Brooks said that nailed the showdown.
Well, you can't talk about it now. Gosh.
Oh, that's right. Dude, do I get a timeout now?
Do I have to finish the roll call?
Did I just investigate people and make accusations on air?
You did.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got two times. Okay,
take
check
2 minutes. I'll finish the roll call.
Great, thank you. Okay.
And then maybe riff on something for a couple minutes. So we have Brooks Bain. Big ups. Big ups to Canadian Glenn. Shouts to Suffers. Big ups to Chef Bone RD. Big ups to City of Flint. City of Flint's always there reporting what the fuck's going on in fucking Flint. What the fuck is going on in Flint? Why don't you ever call into the show? I mean, honestly. Because, I mean, you have an interesting feed. No, there's a lot going on there. There's actually a lot of fucking crazy violence. Big ups to Cyber War News. That's a stupid fucking name. Big ups to Danny Dantalian, a.k.a. Dantalian. Big ups to Dr. Jeep. Stupid name again. Big ups to Gonzo PhD. What up, homie? Bunch of guests that I could give a fuck LS about. Let's see.
Lurkers.
Yes, my slurry voice. Oh, my God. Forgive me, for it's very late in Russia. Big ups to Kits. Big ups to Mock Mechanism. Melissa 13. Big ups. Knickknack. Ninja in Paris. One Eye Ogre. Wrestle League Radio. Shady Player, who's already on here, and he sucks. He's kind of boring. Soda Mamba. Big ups to you. What up? The Other Farts. Farts will never be boring. They will always be funny. Big ups to the Beccas 43. Sorry, my Vince impression is terrible. Don't stop. Big ups to XU Out and Zone Ghost. But yeah, so the Utter Farts. I can wax about that all fucking day. I used to work at a retirement home, actually. And there was this woman. She was probably 101 years old and had expressive dysphagia. She couldn't, along with a bunch of other, you know, dementia-related things. She couldn't move. She could barely communicate. And there was one point we had to flip her over and change her diaper. This was like 5 years ago. And we had to change her diaper, and she's in bed. And we go, like, rip her diaper off, and she just rips this huge fart in our face. And this huge smile just cracks across her face, and we all just start busting out laughing. And that's the moment when I knew that farts will always be funny. It was a very human moment, to be honest. Like, it was one of those kind of like life affirming moments. Like this old woman farting.
Cool story, bro. All right, let's bring on J-Vab. What's up, J-Vab?
What's up, Vince? How you doing tonight, bro?
Oh, you know, just holding it down. There's been some controversy. I can't even talk because I'm just so pissed off, dude. I got one of my shows deleted by VTR for violating terms of service.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I'm hearing, like, they trying to black you out and somebody got offensive. Like, can I just be frank? But before I say that, can I just say hi to your co-host, Asenak, the also fabulous co-host of yours? I just want to say hi to her.
Hey, J-Vap.
Hi.
How you doing?
You know, same old, same old. I'm just a little ticked off on how they're complaining on Vince right now. And Jake is going to be really furious. Like, Jake, for one of Vince's colored listeners across the world, and I'm here, J-Vab, and everyone knows who J-Vab is. I'm like one of the realest dude ever. I cannot understand why they hating on Vince. Don't be hating on the man, people. If you cannot take a little criticism.
Stop hating in the bay. Stop hating in the bay.
Exactly. You don't hate in the bay because J-Bab going to put you in the bay. If you hate at the bay, I'm going to put you in the bay. That's what it's going to come down to. I don't understand this. Like, come on, people. Like, acknowledge the man has a show going on. Acknowledge the man. Yeah, he does be an ass sometimes. But, hey, we all an ass. Man, we all got an ass. But, hey, shit, we all be a little ass sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, acknowledge the fact that the man is human, people. J-Vab is not running no sad story. J-Vab is just ticked off and how they trying to take off. They took up one of your show. They want to censor you now. Like, come on, what is it? They're gonna do that to you first, and then others gonna have to follow. Like, what is that about? What is the
this precedent? Yep. But people do this in all social media. They always pull a terms of service violation just to get back at people. It's blowback. You know what it tells me? I said this earlier. It tells me I'm doing something right, you know? Because
it's one thing
to slander somebody, and if anybody's listened to my show more than once, you know this is just a big satirical sketch improv hour.
I don't know if satirical is the right word. Maybe it's
whatever. I'm trying to say that you'll notice the fourth wall if you've listened to me enough. And if you can't decipher fantasy from fiction, that's your problem.
Right. I mean, I wish I would have heard the show, honestly.
It's going to be out there. Yeah, it'll be out there. Let's just say this. Check tomorrow morning. Check out. I'll tell you two sites that will have it for sure. Thetrenches.us, Chronicle.su if they want it, and I was gonna give it to X Knight too because he's like a blog guy. He's like stoked on blogging and shit.
You can put it on Nazi Tag too if you want.
Yeah. Oh, if Wrestler League wants it, go for it. You can post it up there. But first, before I distribute it, though, I am going to review its content because I want to ascertain who this butthurt belongs to exactly. And I'd love to. So after I put it out there, I'd love to get people's opinion on the show in its entirety. Who do you think had the most butthurt? Had the motive to report?
Yes, this is the right thing to do.
Rick's Bane in the chat room says he knows. I'd love to hear your
Jersey Ku crew. Who the fuck is that?
The cops. I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Fake cops. He means like
Zap'em.
Yes, and Sang.
Okay.
Jen
Sang
and blah,
is, blah, blah. Sang is just a troll that fucking programs all day.
Dude, I just had Sang as my co-host like three shows ago. Like, how come that
Sang
didn't come
out? Is no one. Okay, Zap'em, crazy.
Isn't she kind of hot?
Dynamic, crazy.
Jen's been on my show.
I kind of like Jen, though. But
I like Jen.
She's,
I, like, Every time she's been
I know that people think she's crazy, like, as much people think she's crazy. I just don't interact with her.
It looks to me like the Loretta Paige Preska, Judge Preska troll account has been resubmitted. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's back. It was 404 for a second, but it's back.
Bam. 200.
Yeah, it's kind of running game right there on Hammond and Sabu.
I guess.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but the more
I
look at him, the more I think Jeremy Hammond's pretty cute.
Yeah, he's good when he cleans up real well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, big ups to JVAB for coming through. JVAB fell off. It's all good. JVAB in reporting from the world of JVAB, I guess. Anyway, if you're just joining us, we got a half hour to go. Asser at MacFags is on with me. We also have Ivan from Russia, whose name we found out tonight is really Igor.
Yes, thanks.
I
said my name earlier, but you put me on the mute for saying my name, so I don't say my name again.
No, no doxing on air. Thank you. Hey, anybody, if you can be a co-host on Vince and the Bay too. It doesn't take much talent
at all. It really doesn't.
It just requires a working phone line. Once you got that, you're golden. If anybody wants to be co-host, just hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceLeBay.
I would really love to have a conversation with Brooks Bane. Because I've conversated with Lee. I've talked with Neil. I haven't talked to Brooks, though, and I just want to, like, I wish he would call in tonight, and it would be great, just because he's very much, yeah, absolutely, I want you to call in, Brooks, because you're very much
into this. Left. We got a half hour left, Brooks, if you want to call in, or if anybody wants to call in, for that matter, half hour left.
Yeah. I just, like, this whole blogosphere battle war Galactica bullshit. It's just, like, so retarded to me that I can't help but be fascinated by the characters involved.
But no doubt. All right, let's check the switchboard here and see who's on here. Oh, we got a non-sicko, you're on. What's up?
Not much. What's going on? Hi, Arthur.
Hey, sicko. How's it going?
Pretty good. Just arguing with idiots on fucking Twitter.
What? No hi for Ivan, huh? What is this, eh?
I didn't realize you were still here. What's going on, Ivan?
Oh, okay. Let's do a radio reset then. Okay, Sicko, you're on with my lovely co-host tonight, or special guest, however you want to look at it. The queen bee, the goddess, Assert MacFags is here. We also have Ivan from Russian League. We have Shady Playa, who is Minister of BTR Foreign Relations. We have Canadian Glenn. And
yay.
I have Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
Not much. I wasn't going to call in today because I have like 800 fucking conversations going on. But I heard Ashurst mention me earlier, so I figured I'd at least call in and see what was going on and what she was saying. I know she loves me so much, so I figured it could only be good things.
No, actually, I did say, I mean, the only thing I mentioned about you was that you have been talking virulently on Twitter about how people should just drop the bullshit and fucking come together because we're all
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt. I am muting Solent Mamba for the last time, okay? Two more minutes.
No, you didn't. You didn't have to interrupt to do that. You could have just done it.
No.
While I was talking to Sicko.
he or she
returns.
Now
you're just wasting time while we're BTRing fucking hardcore.
Trying to do
and
some
you're just fucking ass.
Moderating. I'm doing something.
Yes, Vince, you don't have to announce the whole radio show.
You
or
don't
I have
to
announce. Person
you
in chat
just,
room.
You can just silent him, like, whatever.
No, dude, all I'm going to say is he's got one more chance. If he comes back and doxes again.
You know, I'm trying to have a conversation with my friend Sicko.
He comes on at dox again, he's booted. Straight up.
Totally ruined the flow of conversation.
No. Just, someone comes back. Put somebody,
you know
personal,
what? I'm reporting. I'm reporting your fucking show.
Gone. We're trying to have a serious conversation here. The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. We got like five more callers to get to. So, Sicko, what's on your mind? What do you think of this Chronicle.su article about this banking?
I haven't read anything from the Chronicle.su today. I've been really busy the past couple days on Twitter.
If Frost gets 2 minutes for scrolling.
I've got OpPenPal that I've been doing, and then I've got this project, you know, that we're all working together trying to get people of different political leanings to talk to, you know, so at least come together and talk. You know what I mean? I'm not even talking about going out and having fucking drink together, just fucking tweet each other and have a fucking conversation. But
even that, though, even going out and having drinks with people that, you know, have different political views, is it can be powerful. Like, you can have a very cathartic experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I've
done it many times, and it's
I'm pro in real life stuff.
Absolutely. And I mean, minus my family, of course, which I do not talk politics with whatsoever. I've learned my lesson.
There are so many things that we can all agree on. I mean, the list really goes on and on. The issues that we don't agree on are the issues that are always being force-fed to us through the media, you know, these wedge issues. Like immigration and shit like that, issues that they purposely use to keep us separated. Well, let's not talk about these issues for a second. You know what I mean? Let's talk about other stuff for a little bit. Let's talk about the shit they're not talking about in the media. And we'll all come to see that we all agree that the NDAA is bad. We all agree that the Supreme Court ruling this morning on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act or whatever it's called is fucking bullshit. Saying that
we all agree that maple syrup costs too fucking much in Russia because Canadian Jew.
We all agree that Canada is fucking us all over on maple syrup prices.
Exactly. But this sentiment remains that we have to do away with the wedge issues.
You know,
should grow some maple trees.
I read an article yesterday by a very, you know, right leaning conservative blogger who was talking about Aaron Swartz and how conservatives should be as pissed off or more pissed off about, you know, the Aaron Swartz tragedy than the right should, or than the left should. I'm sorry. Because, you know, they're all about government wasteful spending in the government and you know, in these. And the overreaches of big government and all that shit. So they should be even more pissed off. Yet people on the left won't approach these people and say, hey, we're all going to have, you know, this big rally, you know, against CISPA. Why don't you all come out and support it too? Fuck how you feel about abortion. Let's talk about this one issue today. And maybe if we all get together in the same place, we can have a discussion about, you know, some of this other stuff we feel, and maybe be able to find a middle ground on that shit too. But people
for abortion only because, listen, Sico, I am for abortion only because coat hangers are very expensive in Russia. They decriminal, they make abortion criminal. Coat hanger shortage become big epidemic here.
I agree with Sico though, absolutely, and that's always been. It's always been my modus operandi when dealing with people in general, to, you know, just find the common ground. Because there always is a common ground with people. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you're willing to communicate, like, on a human level, then you
If I, as an Anon, can have so many Russell League friends, then anything is fucking possible.
Exactly.
You guys are weird. I'm going to bring on Brooks Bain. Answer, you wanted to talk to Brooks, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay. Shut up, Glenn. You're on mute.
Yes, mute the Canadian Jew.
Oh, you too. You too. I'm on mute. Anybody else want sub? All right, everybody else is self-mute. We will now welcome to the show Brooks Bain. What's up, Brooks?
Hey. Hey, Vince. How you doing?
Sorry,
I took your show. Sorry, my actions took your show down last night.
So, what's your theory? Okay. You know what? Solient. Hang on. Before I get to you, Brooks, let me just make an example out of Solient. Are you ready? You guys want to count down with me? Everybody, scroll down. You guys scroll
down.
Oh my
God! Shut up, Vince.
And watch him be ejected.
You're wasting precious time of your last show ever.
Watch this. All right.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming out, bro. I told you, no personal information in the chat room. You pushed it to the limit. You are banned for tonight. But don't worry, it's just for
Bantown. Bam.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Unless you're Elite Hacksaw, you can change your IP and come back. Unless you're Elite Hacksaw, you can change your IP and come back in. In that case, if you go through that trouble, I won't let you come back. Sorry, Sicko, I cut you off. What'd you say?
Oh, I said I think I've only ever seen you actually ban somebody from the chat room maybe one other time, and it was for dropping docs. So,
now,
I mean,
I know. You know what? I've kicked Spyco socks for scrolling.
Well, kicking Spyco socks is pretty much like doing nothing. It's like swatting a fly.
Exactly. So
pretty
anyway.
Much.
So what did you want to talk to Brooks about? Answer. I forgot.
Well, I mean, I've kind of traversed the landscape of the political blogger type. And I just want to get to know Brooks Bain. And I just haven't had a chance to do that. I think I followed him for a while and got kind of bored. No offense at all. I just wasn't into much, you know, my timeline. I'm very stringent with who I follow. But I just wanted to see and converse with, well, not see, but converse with Brooks on a personal level.
Wait, you want to go out on a date with him or something? What are you saying?
Pretty much. I'm very, very much attracted to him.
She throws herself at everybody on the show. It's disgusting.
All right, so the...
it's how it works, Vince.
Okay, Sean answered.
No,
I just wanted to know,
like, what your story is, where you're involved in this political blogging plot. Because there's
it's not so much blogging. It's not so much blogging.
No, it's blogging.
No, not my take on things. Much more than that.
Blogging.
So you wanted to know my story. So it's more about... really circumventing the powers that be, you know, at least trying to, getting messaging out there that's consistent with our founding principles. Sicko just alluded to, some of the, some of how folks with my organization feel. And if I'm not mistaken, something was shared by some of those folks. It was actually written by one of the guys on our team. We believe that the powers that be are creating the controversy, whether intentional or otherwise, and we're fighting about irrelevant things. And as Americans, you know, I'm speaking to a group of Americans here, we should be focusing on American principles, American things that, you know, we should be discussing. We shouldn't be arguing over European-style socialism in America. I mean, that's just my opinion.
What exactly are American issues? Shouldn't we be talking about human issues?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go down that path, sure. But I think there has to be some sort of baseline as an American, I think.
Our founding fathers felt that way. It should be humanity. What is the best for humanity? You know, where do we draw the lines as Americans and say, no, we can't go that quote unquote low as a human? You know, that's just stupid. That's absurd. We have to do what's best as a human first and foremost. And then you can do the American thing.
That we also have, one thing we have to understand as a country is everything that America does trickles down to every other country damn near. So, you know, our foreign policy affects every other country. You know,
I want to go on record and say that our foreign policy sucks. I can speak a little bit more directly to a lot of the specifics, but generally, yeah. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but that's generally how I feel.
Absolutely,
dude. I don't know, man. They basically make it like it's a fucking mafia. Like it's all payoff money. They pay off all these countries so they don't blow each other to hell. Fucking mob.
Well,
dude.
Look. Since 1979, you know, on the books that we know of, we've been giving Israel what, $4 billion a year, and because of that, we have to give Egypt $4 billion a year. And we have to give the Palestinian Authority $200 million a year. And we have to give Jordan $500 million a year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to buy what? Peace? Sure as hell doesn't seem like it's very peaceful over there.
Yeah, don't forget.
A shitty return on investment. And when every one of our founding fathers was 100% against foreign entanglements, if you read George Washington's farewell address, the entire thing, almost all of it, was specifically warning us about getting in bed with foreign nations. And the warnings that he gave us, it's all come true. Like, if you read Washington's farewell address. What's that?
Are you going to say that getting involved with foreign nations is a bad idea? Then that's just completely absurd.
No, you're misunderstanding the difference between having allies and foreign entanglements.
I don't support war. Ergo, I disavow any foreign entanglements.
Yeah, so that's what Washington warned against. And if you look at what's happening today, the warnings that he delineates in his farewell address. This is Washington. They've pretty much all come true. We can see it today. So, getting back to our founding principles,
we call it the Department.
I agree.
We call it the Department of Defense for a reason, because it's to defend the country, defend the borders, defend the homeland. I get it. Not offense though. It's turned into complete offense now. It's all, you know, preemptive. It's all just done on, you know, the hush and hush. You know,
Vince. It became a business.
Perverted now. It's out of control and it's a monster. How do you stop it? How do you stop the fucking that industry?
It's like Weave says, like, this monster will devour us all, and it will not stop. You know, like, you're getting fucking censored by fucking BTR. And you're like, where does it go next?
That's right.
Here's a question. Why do you think, you know, they did a word tally of Hegel, the Senate hearings, you know, with Hegel.
Yeah.
Why do you think, you know, why was Israel the most mentioned word? Why were there so few mentions of China and Russia and North Korea and Al Qaeda, for that matter, crying out loud?
The rebels.
Wait, in regards to what?
The death squads in Libya. The death squads in Libya that are now transferring over to Syria. These people are the equivalent of Al Qaeda. If there's any Al Qaeda out there right now, we're fucking helping fund them. It's disgusting. It's a waste of money.
Do we think Iran?
We help fund them in Syria, and then we turn around and fight them in Afghanistan and fight them in Iraq. You know what I mean? So it's a fucking racket.
Do you really think Iran is more of a threat than North Korea or China or Russia?
I think China is the biggest threat because they have hackers that are hacking our infrastructure. Therefore, we must have cyber laws.
I think the Chinese hackers are superior to our hackers. I think it's those three entities that help keep Iran propped up.
We have
a total embargo against them, allegedly, right? I mean, aren't there stringent sanctions on them? So they're dealing with Europe and whoever. But I bet you most of their backing is Chinese and Russian.
Well,
that's why we're never going to get inside there. We'll never get inside there because of that. That's why. That's just what I think.
But people understand why they're pissed off at us, right?
Silent Mamba.
I mean, everybody knows why the Iranians are pissed.
Hey, is that sage I smell? What the hell's going on? Sorry, Brooks. One thing you have to learn about Assert MacFags, she's part fish head.
What does that mean?
She's a hippie chick. She's like a hipster hippie chick.
Oh, okay.
I'm more hipster than hippie, I suppose.
Yeah, she actually does the fish thing ironically.
I got you.
No, I really love fish.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Ironic to the point where it's just legitimate.
We actually did a fish show together. However, most music I listen to is very...
That show...
Very obscure.
Some of my most listens last year, right up there with the Brony show, Brony hate show. With my two and a fish show were my two highest listened to shows last year.
It's so ridiculous.
So the butt hurt. She wanted to know about the blogger butt hurt.
Yeah,
which bloggers and which butt hurt are we talking about?
I don't know. All you people with your blogs and everyone's
I don't know if you heard. We have to make sure that callers, whether true or not, you have to refrain from asking people to investigate people and make accusations on the air.
I thought we were beat down hard here, but I guess not.
No, we're doing it in spite of that. Just like pointing that out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree that the GNAA's war on blogs. That's been going on for years now.
I don't know.
It should be enacted, and I think not everyone should have a voice in the internet. Only the most buoyant of voices should float to the top, which they normally do, through mimetic selection.
I wish I knew which bloggers you met. We can talk about are you talking about Lee Stranahan? You know, wondering why he's butthurt.
Fantastic guy.
You think Lee Stranahan is a fantastic guy?
Yeah, he's in bed with Wrestle League. Yeah, they hang out in his show.
No, I mean he's really cool. He's very upfront. He doesn't bullshit.
I completely reject that premise.
I think you're kind of more on the bullshit end of the spectrum, to be honest. I'm a fucking professional bullshitter. My resume has fucking bare strands on it,
yeah,
for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
and
she's not kidding.
I can call bullshit when I call bullshit. And I see a lot of fucking bullshit coming from Brooks Bane in the trenches. However, Lee Stranahan seems to be pretty open about himself.
Okay.
For some reason.
I reject that premise.
Okay.
You know, if you want to talk about something specific.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about something specific.
Yes.
All right, so did...
Lead on me, all over my fucking face.
Oh, yeah, baby, do it.
Well, I mean, give me something you want to talk about.
Okay, fucking Lee Stranahan, you just told me.
Oh, wait a second, wait a
you
second. You know what, you know what, I'm going to have to put the entire show on lockdown, okay? I'm sorry, asshurt, I'm sorry... we're just, everybody's muted right now. We got 7 minutes to go. Come on, give me a break. Okay. We keep forgetting the premise for tonight's show. Oh, except for, Sicko, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. We have only 7 minutes to go. I have a ton of callers that still want to get on. We're not going to get to them all, but we're going to try to get to as many as possible. And I have to bring on now J-Vab. J-Vab, what's up, man?
What's up, bro, man? I'm here. I'm listening to them. I'm listening to the show. They all got some crazy stuff to say tonight. I'm not here to defecate on anyone. But what is with these people trying to get at my friend, Vince? I used to call you my dad at one point in time. It's like I felt adopted under the...
Yeah, I felt like I gave birth to you, yeah.
You know, it's like out of the blue, this guy called the show, screaming at Rusty League, screaming at J-Vab, wanting to know who the hell is Vince. And all of a sudden, look at us now, Vince. They hating on you, and they made me so mad, man. Like, actually, J-Vab is furiated. J-Vab is about to hit the streets tomorrow and get two midgets to do a dance, scream out, Vince from the Bay, keep that man on the air, and I'm going to have them motherfuckers do the Harlem Shake for you, Vince, screaming out your name. Put that up on the site, and we're going to Twitter that just for you, Vince, just to show you the love of the city. We don't want Vince to go. We don't.
I hear that, Matt. I appreciate that. Who else do we have here? One more caller, who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hi, you're on the air. Quickly, who is this and what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Daniel McGinty, otherwise known as Literal Claw, 505-984-6000 from Santa Fe.
That is a violation of... you asshole.
He tried to get a shout out on his own self.
That is totally fucking.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate the call. All right, dudes. Jesus Christ. Hey, before we go, Canadian Glenn, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Brooks Bane, I agree with that. He's talking about Washington's warnings. Well, to tell you what happened, listen.
All right, you're Patriot Gregan, dude. All right, thanks for the call, Peter. I appreciate it. Okay, Shane Playa, final thoughts.
Russell League for the win.
Great, appreciate the call. Tony, final thoughts.
We have a problem in Philadelphia. We had this cop that beat this chick up. He went on YouTube and had the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and then he went to court today. And the judge can judge.
Bro. Appreciate the call. J-Vab, final thoughts, quickly.
Final thoughts. Keep Vince on the air, Vince on the Bay. Russell League number one, hooded is number one. Ass hurt. I love you, girl. Y'all have a good night.
Love me, too.
Sweet. Appreciate the call, as always, J-Vab. Sicko, final thoughts, quickly. Sicko?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at all my tweets. No final thoughts. Just fucking work together, people. God damn. Get over your stupid shit.
Yeah, man. We're all in the same gang, yo. Okay, appreciate it. As always, Sicko, fun show tonight. Thank you again, my special guest, Assert. Finally, Assert, any parting thoughts before we leave?
Parting thoughts. I'd like to really just reflect the sentiments of Sicko, just, you know, like, we're all pretty much in this together. And regardless of your political affiliation or whether or not you blog or not, I hope you don't blog. But but if you want to get together for a drink and fucking hash it out, fucking do it.
That's right. Let's do it, baby. Let's fucking internet as hard as we motherfucking can. While we internet as hard as you fucking can while you still can. All right,
die in the process. Die in the process of fucking interneting.
That's right. Internet or die.
Like the printing press, man.
Internet or die, motherfuckers. Thank you to Brooks Bane. Sorry we got you cut off there, bro, but it was great to have you call in. Check out his website, thetrenches.us, for that audio. It's also, I'm going to send it to Chronicle and X-Knight and a few other people. Just hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. That's it. Thanks, everybody. Good night. Peace out, yo.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you, very nice.
Hey, baby, go to iPhone's page and pull up his radio show.